YouTube says it has taken down more than 150,000 videos and canceled more than 270 accounts after it discovered that child predators had been targeting content on the site. It's just the latest in a series of actions the company has taken to combat the use of YouTube by pedophiles. And it comes after several advertisers, including Adidas, Deutsche Bank, and Hewlett-Packard, suspended their ads on YouTube after they were paired with abusive content. We're joined now by Here and Now media analyst John Carroll, a mass communications professor at Boston University. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what do we mean when we say that child predators are targeting content on YouTube?
Well, these are mostly videos uploaded by kids. And you know, in one way, they're kind of innocent videos. In another way, looked at it from another angle, they are videos that can show kids in threatened positions or compromising situations, you know, rolling around on a bed, something like that. And they're attractive. Acting these sexually inappropriate comments in a pretty significant way.
So what is YouTube doing about it?
Well, first of all, you need to understand 400 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Right.
So they're never going to get totally out in front of this. But what they have done is go and turn off comments for 670,000 videos. They've removed ads from about 2 million videos. What they're trying to do is find as much of this inappropriate content as they can and basically eliminate it.
And the ads would show up probably before you watch the video, like they do when you watch almost anything on YouTube at this point. But this is not the first time that this has happened, that ads have been running with content that is offensive or abusive to children. Why hasn't YouTube been able to stop it up until this point?
Part of the problem is these ads are placed by algorithm. They're not placed by people. So a lot of times the advertiser doesn't even know what content that their ads are being attached to. So back in March, there was an advertiser boycott over ads attached to terrorist videos and hate speech. This one, they have a number of advertisers, but it's really not the money. It's not that much money. Adidas spends $8 million. Mars spends $7 million. This is a PR problem for YouTube. And that's the bigger problem, is if it discourages people from placing their ads on YouTube. You know, it's one thing to pull them off. It's another thing to never place them there.
Well, right. Is it too risky for a company to even bother placing ads online when they don't have control over what it's going to be linked to?
You know, the problem is, you know, advertisers want to fish where the fishes are. And YouTube, there's a billion videos viewed every day on YouTube. So there's a big market there. And this happens, and this is sort of now part of the price of admission for going online. We've seen this happen with Breitbart News. A lot of advertisers didn't even know they were running ads on Breitbart News. They're alerted to it, and then they take them off. But that's the way the process works. There's just too much content out there, and there are too many algorithms placing the ads for the marketers to really know exactly where all their ads are.
So is YouTube saying anything about how it plans to address this going forward?
Sure. They posted a notice on their blog saying basically they're going to have tougher enforcement of the guidelines. They're going to have faster enforcement. They're going to block inappropriate comments. They're saying all the right things, the things they would normally say. But again, you know, it's going to be very hard for them to get out in front of this in totality.
That's John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst. John, thank you.
Thank you.